assaulted and some of them even killed, and
yeah,
doesn't get much attention, and that just is it is what it is. But
yeah,
seems out of whack sometimes.
Yes. No, I hear what you're saying. La Crosse County District Attorney Tim Grinke joins us now. And thanks very much for being here.
No problem.
So why did you seek this resolution with Ridgeland Farms?
Well, the conclusion I came to is that I could charge one of the types of things that I was referred to by the judge in Dane County, and I was going to charge that. But charging that would only have started a process that probably would have taken 6 months to a year to get to trial. There were some issues that could have been appealed. So charging it would have just been the start of a process. When the farm offered to close down in exchange of charging, I thought that was a good outcome, because even if I had charged and convicted them, I still had no authority to close them down. And the fines that they had been charged with as well, they could have just paid and kept on running. So I thought them ending the business is what most people wanted. And it's more than I could do by charging, and it would happen much quicker than me charging. So I thought that was a good resolution to have them agree to end their business in exchange for not charging a crime.
So the resolution effectively closes down the operation, because I thought that under the deal they'd still be able to maintain their own research on remaining animals.
Correct. There's two parts of the business. The part where they do their own research, I was never part of. I had no authority over them. The judge didn't involve that in the appointment of my special prosecution. So that was an issue I had no control over from the start. So whether they continue on or don't is up to them, and I had no control over it. The only control I had was on the breeding part, which is the part they agreed to shut down. And that's as far as my authority could take me.
Do you have any idea how many dogs are still at Ridgeland Farms? And would Wisconsin statutes render Ridgeland immune from any future prosecution based on what they're doing there being research?
Well, the first question, I don't know how many dogs are there currently. I'm not keeping up to date with them on a daily basis. I'm relying on the state agencies to confirm at some point before July 1st that they're surrendering their license and they're out of their business. So if they did anything after that, they'd be doing it without a license and could be prosecuted. The federal law and the state law exempt research facilities and research on animals from the animal cruelty law. So if they are doing research on dogs under the federal grant of authority, under the USDA, the state statutes exempt that from prosecution. So that's why I never had any authority over them, and wouldn't in the future if they continued testing on animals.
Did this week's sale and release of 1,500 of the beagles there come as a surprise to you?
No. When we negotiated this last fall, the idea always was that they would be closing down, and as that process went on, they would be getting rid of their beagles by selling them off, or if they couldn't sell them, putting them up for adoption. And they had kind of estimated a time range, and this was kind of the end of that time range that they thought they would be doing that. We picked July 1st just so there wouldn't be any delay and a need to kind of renegotiate things, but I was always told that about April or May, they would be hopefully winding down and getting rid of all their dogs. So it wasn't a surprise to me that this is how they did it. That was always their intent.
Getting back to the specifics of your investigation, you did find that you could support charging on one procedure conducted on these beagles. Can you describe what that was?
It's called a cherry eye procedure. It's basically an eye gland that is swollen or prolapsed that has to be removed. If you were doing it with a pet, it would be an expensive procedure, and you'd want to have a licensed veterinarian doing it. They were doing it the way they'd been doing it in decades past, which is kind of outdated, which was removing the gland without general anesthesia and without having a licensed veterinarian do it. So when the veterinary board decided that they would revoke the Maine veterinarian's license because it didn't meet their standard of care, That's what I thought. If they're violating that standard of care, that allows me to charge the case. Honestly, if they had found that it did not fall below the veterinary standards, I'm not sure I would have had a legal authority to go forward. But basically, they were performing a surgery without proper veterinary methods required by the state of Wisconsin.
Well, one thing that you talked about in your charging decision was the prospect of euthanasia of the beagles. Why did you consider that?
The prospect of euthanasia?
Yeah. Or euthanasia.
Being familiar with a lot of farmers growing up and farmers in the La Crosse area that I talk to, you know, when they have animals that are injured or need some help, they have the right to euthanize them as long as it's done humanely. And if you had a dairy farm or a pig farm where an animal had some injuries, if it costs more than the cost that animal is to you, most farmers would put it down. And so in this case, if the Ridgeland farms are required to go to such an extent to, surgery on the dogs, they could just euthanize them. And so that was a factor in my charging decision, that it's not a place that was breeding dogs for sale for pets. It's a farm like a turkey farm or a pig farm where you're breeding them for food or for, in this case, testing. So it's not looked at the same under the veterinary standards or under the law. And so that's just the reality of the economics of farms that are doing business.
As a DA who prosecutes homicides, and you're currently in the midst of a homicide case, still, did it pull on your heartstrings to pore over evidence in this case, especially as we know that you are a beagle owner and a fan of beagles, actually have a painting of one in your office?
Yes, I, like most people, like dogs, and like beagles are, some, in my opinion, some of the cuter dogs. It's heartbreaking to see them in cages and heartbreaking to see them not being socialized properly, not being able to run free and do what dogs do. But the law allows for this behavior on a farm. I've been to farms before with friends of mine that grew up on farms, and the way the cows were treated, I didn't like. But, you know, when you've got 100, 200 cattle or cows, they're not going to be treated the same as a pet. And same goes for other types of animals. So if you don't think of this as your pet or think of it as raising dogs to be pets, but think of it as a farm, it's a little bit different. And the standards are different. The way they're going to be treated is different. And the reasons are, should be obvious, that they're not going to be pets. They're not going to be considered pets. So as long as you're following the USDA regulations and the DACCAP regulations, the fact that I don't like it or we don't like it doesn't mean that we could charge a crime. So I was relying mostly on the state regulators, inspectors that are experts in this area, and going by their advice on what they normally see on farms, dog breeders, and that's why, one of the reasons I came to the decision I came to about this behavior.
We leave it there. DA Tim Greinke, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with your criminal case.
Good luck to you, and say hi to Gary.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.